Hello, and welcome to the UK Gamers Podcast. Well, before I get going, obviously there's been a lot of trouble going on in the news recently, in particular the horrific after effects of that earthquake over in Japan. So for any listeners out there, hope you manage to get back on your feet as quickly as possible, and let's hope the situation can return to normal. Anyway, let's not dwell on too much really grim news and just go over to stuff that doesn't really matter, like games. Now, before I go on to all the exciting stuff, let's deal with some of the horrible, murky nastiness that is the gaming world at the moment. Lots of different firms have had problems, lots of different games have run into problems as well. And some of them, there's possibly a little bit of a sign of life, others, not so good. A lot of them do seem to be foreign language games, and I guess it's not been able to penetrate the American and UK market has really hit some of them quite badly. Distribution seems to be one of the issues around that, and the other one, of course, is problems with manufacturing, which for a lot of the games also seems to be based, shall we say, out in the east somewhere. Now, War Games Factory was one of the companies that seemed to run into a little bit of bother recently. Looks like they've managed to sort themselves out and they're back up and running. The web store is up and running again, and I'm sure you can go off and check on the internet for any comments about that. I don't have any War Games Factory products. Some of the bits I've seen I like, some of the bits I've seen I don't like. Have to see how that all pans out. Now, another company that sort of falls into a similar sphere there was Bastion and Exilis. Now, Exilis was a brilliant idea, quite a nice concept, but unfortunately I'm not sure they got it quite right. They ran into problems, but they've had some fresh investment by the sounds of it, and they should be hopefully back up on their feet shortly. Now, the best thing I could say about Exilis, they produced the beautiful artwork, an intriguing idea, and, for example, in the Integral set, you got some beautiful 9-inch tiles, which would give you a really nice playing area. Unfortunately, some of the sculpts were awesome, and some were a bit meh. But, yeah, definitely something to keep an eye on. I might pick up a set. I believe there are a couple going fairly cheaply. I do fall into the category of grotty old mumbler who's not 100% convinced it was a good idea. There are some moves they're taking which I think are a brilliant idea, but of course that then does also give the problems. One of the ideas being mooted is a actual rule book, so you can actually see how the game works and what goes on. Now, obviously, because the system in theory is a really in-depth and complex system, it's going to have to be slightly watered down on some aspects compared to the computer. I'm not going to go into a great big debate about it right now, but I think Exilis would have been better off being launched as a rulebook with a value-added computer add-on. I think they might have had a little bit more success, who can say. But I think in these difficult times, all the companies are going to be struggling. Now, there's a whole host of other games that have run into problems. Rackham's Games being the most obvious one, with AT43 and Confrontation. Now, I believe both those product lines had all their stock bought up by Ludic Bazaar and Miniature Market, so there's lots of potential deals over there. And at the deal price, the games look very appealing, and I think they do quite well. I think the problem for poor old Rackham was with the pre-painted plastic, it interrupted their ability to supply. It also put their prices up. So although the prices for a pre-painted figure were pretty good, they're expensive enough that people wanted a fairly luxurious product, and they weren't really viewed as being that. And compared to the original metal lines that Rackham put out, they were seen as being much inferior. However, the game systems I thought were pretty good. The sculpts were reasonable, the paint jobs were good enough, but could do with touching up on some of the figures, and I might try and pick up some Confrontation. I think I've pretty much got all the AT43 I need, apart from the bits that you can't get hold of for love nor money by the looks of it, so that's a little bit disappointing. With regard to the game system being rescued, that's looking a little bit trickier at the moment. The rumour is the IP for that has actually been bought, but potentially by a company that's just buying it so they can develop something from it, and they're not really interested in the system. But we have to see. The problem with internet rumours is they are notoriously hysterical at times. So let's keep an eye on that. Now, Kraken is another French company who are producing an interesting game system with a very nice set of miniatures, and that game system was Alchemy. Some of the sculpts were really nice. They seemed to clip together quite well. They definitely painted up well. The studio artist who painted their figures makes you really fall in love with the stuff. The game system is fairly basic, but I think it's pretty solid, and there are some subtleties in there that probably will take a few plays to come out. So I've actually managed to buy myself a complete set, which they're doing for about $110, I think it is. That's 20 boxes. I think a couple of the boxes are single figures, a couple of two figures, but most of them are three or five figures. So you get, I think it's four factions with anything from 11 to 20 figures per faction. So not too bad. Really like the look of it, and the PDF for the kind of deluxe English rules are now out. I did hear a rumour that there is potential life in the system. Kraken basically handed over stuff to, I believe it was Studio 38. Unfortunately, there hasn't been much news coming out of them either, so I'm not 100% sure where we stand with Alchemy right now. Great little game system, some lovely figures. If nothing else, the figures would be really good for D&D games or Warhammer Fantasy, Confrontation, and any fantasy system you're into, really. Now, another game that's had its troubles, and again is a foreign language game, is Helldorado. Now, Helldorado, I think about 18 months to 2 years ago, got handed over from Asmodee to Cypher Studios. And it's taken a while to get things sorted out, but they seem to be back on track now. And I've actually been to my local gaming store, and they have Helldorado in. And unfortunately, a couple of the figures I really want there seem to have sold out instantly. So I haven't actually picked up any Helldorado. Now, I saw it a couple of years back and really liked the look of it, but it was reassuringly expensive. It was a French game that was totally indecipherable. And there was an English thing in the works, and it was growing buzz around it. I'm hoping Cypher Studios is going to keep that trend going, because really good. Now, they also do Anima Tactics, which is another game I'm really keen to pick up. Unfortunately, both Helldorado and Anima Tactics, I think, could suffer a bit, because there seems to be a real distribution problem over here in the UK with those games. Helldorado, I think, is getting a little bit more support than Anima Tactics, but we have to wait and see how that goes out, because it doesn't matter how good your product is, if you can't actually get it except by going on the internet, that is a bit of a problem. Now, for a lot of people, just being able to get it on the internet isn't a major issue, but, you know, I think not being able to get it anywhere apart from on the internet at the moment is maybe not a good idea. And in a few years' time, who can tell, when, you know, there's no high streets left, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, Helldorado was by Asmodee, and they have a little spin-off from that universe called Claustrophobia, and this is actually a board game and looks really, really good. In fact, I bought a copy, so hopefully it should be arriving sometime in the next 3 days. It's a really nice tile-laying board game where one of you plays the humans and one of you plays the demons, and it comes with a load of pretty nice sculpts with okay paint jobs and some really good support for that system on the internet. Unfortunately, that seems to be out of print or out of production. There is meant to be a rerun in the works, but that's been apparently for several months now, so I actually had to go to eBay in the end to pick up a copy. So if you're into Helldorado, you might want to check out Claustrophobia. And the great thing is, if you've got your Helldorado metal miniatures, a lot of them can actually be used in the game, because, for example, there is only one demon figure in the box set, but there's about four or five different types of demons depending on the scenario you're playing, and they are based on the Helldorado metal miniatures. So that's great. Talking of foreign language, another game that's been on my horizon and I believe is not in trouble, is doing quite well, is, I think it's Spanish, a game called Sphere Wars. There is some English translations work ongoing at the moment. I'm not sure how far along it is. Some of the figures look extremely tasty, I have to say. The rules, I can't tell you anything about, and it's definitely something I'm going to have a closer look at, and I'm hoping it will get some of the coverage that some other games have had recently. Now, the game that's getting really good coverage right now is Infinity, and Beast of War have done a special deal with Corvus Belli, and yeah, I'm very impressed. I believe they're reusing some of the YouTube clips that were available for Infinity and doing a little bit of a Beast of War spin on it. They've even produced some quick start rules to help simplify getting into the game. Bear in mind, the full rules are available for download, so if you find the quick start rules a little bit too simplistic, you might want to hit up the full download. Gorgeous figures, brilliant paint job from the studio guy. Really, really been impressed with Infinity. I picked up a load of stuff a couple of years back, really enjoyed the demo game, really enjoyed going around to my friends and bringing the pain to him, in particular because I've got a force that is quite cheesy. Really, really good game. The interaction of the players is good, despite it being an I have a go, you have a go type sim. So go check out Beast of War, they got some really good coverage over on there for Infinity. And some new stuff in the works, and depending on when I get this podcast out, you might be able to pick yourself up a bargain. They're actually doing a 50% army pack deal, which is a really good offer, 50% off the retail price. Now, another company that's been doing very well for hype, courtesy in some part to Beast of War, but also courtesy to them being very good at going around and chatting up people, is Mantic. Now, I've got a few bits of Mantic, quite impressed. The quality is pretty good. It's not stellar, but some of the metal and resin options are pretty good, but the fairly basic troopers look okay. Perfectly good enough for Warhammer Fantasy players. The undead, in particular, have been very impressive. The dwarves, they're all right, but I'm not so fussed on them. But the abyssal dwarves, they're kind of chaos dwarves, are really nice. And some of the elves, I'm pretty impressed with. They're kind of quite thin, but, you know, I'm pretty impressed with that. But, of course, they're about to bring out orcs, so be very interesting to see that. I've seen some of the special characters, and they are quite awesome. Be interesting to see what the standard troopers look like. But what's really interesting to me is they've actually kind of gone down, I don't want to do this, but let's call it a Fantasy Space Hulk route. And they brought out a box set called Dwarf King's Hold. Now, I believe it's coming out sometime in the next 10 days. I've got my pre-order in. I'm really looking forward to getting hold of that and having a go. I can see it being very popular on the odd evening. Lots of potential in that game. I can see it being usable by role players, board gamers, war gamers, lots of good stuff in there. Very good gateway game to, you know, go play, you know, some youngster, get them into gaming, say, oh, and these figures can also be used in this big war game, so you can fight with big battles. Really good idea. It's sort of a bit like what the early GW did. Let's just hope Mantic steer away from some of the mistakes you may or may not feel GW have made, but really, really pleased those guys are doing well. Very impressed with Mantic. Now, I mentioned Warhammer Fantasy Battle. It's had some nice new releases recently. In fact, some releases were so intrigued, I actually bought myself a blister of a fantasy figure to paint up and got very interested in the giant spider. I can see it being a really nice, creepy spider figure. From what I understand of the rules, it's potentially a melee beast who will destroy units quite easily. But I have heard concerns regarding the size of the base. And I must admit, I agree. If you're going to make a huge beastie, it needs to sit on the base properly. So you either need to fix the size of the base and design the monster around the base, or design the monster and then just put a base that makes it sit on it properly. Now, the problem is this new Spider seems to do none of the things it needs to do. It's far too big for the base it's on. It kind of overhangs it, so it's quite difficult to put on the base. And I think the reason they might have done this is because the base is actually quite big, and they didn't really want to make it bigger because it would exasperate another problem I've heard, that maybe the base is so big that shooting at it with artillery is a really good idea, because even if it deviates, it's probably still going to hit it. So, be interested to see how that shapes out. But a really nice figure, and I can see it being brilliant as a proxy for example Shelob. Now Shelob is obviously Lord of the Rings, and I'm very pleased to see that the Hobbit has actually finally started proper production. They're actually filming actors, so hopefully the film will be with us relatively soon anyway. Now what's interesting about that is GW have, I believe, 98% certain, picked up the license for The Hobbit, which will give the Lord of the Rings license a little bit more of a run for its money, and that's really pleasing to me, because I think some of the sculpts there are really nice, and it represents pretty good value from GW. So, you know, go check them out, and of course they're by the wonderful Perry guys, who do lovely stuff, which I think I've gone on about before, so I won't bother you with them again. Now, fantasy, there's quite a few bits and pieces of fantasy out there, and this kind of steampunky stuff that Privateer Press does has been intriguing me for a while, so the Hordes and War Machine game engines have been very interesting to me. I have finally actually bought myself two battle boxes, one for Hordes and one for War Machine. All my War Machine stuff is base-coated and on its base and assembled and ready to be painted. My Hordes, however, is slightly different. It is painted, done, and dusted. I do have a unit of guys to paint up, but my battle box and the big beastie have been assembled and painted and based and sprayed and everything, and so I'm hoping to get a game of those sometime in the next few weeks. So all good there. Now the other game system that Privateer Press do is Monsterpocalypse, and still no news really following the announcement that it was going to a non-collectible format. Really looking forward to seeing what direction they're going to take Monsterpocalypse. I think it's a game that has been overlooked. I do feel, though, that the two-player battle box is probably the best format for it, and I'm not sure how much market that's going to get them, because obviously once you've bought one two-player battle box, you're not, unless you're a bit mad, necessarily going to want a huge amount of extras. But we'll have to see how they develop it. Maybe they go down a faction box and say, here you go, here's a box, it contains these two monsters and these units, and it's a complete force in the box, ready to go, and you just pick which options you want, and here's a unit box of buildings, and it's all the buildings you want. We'll have to wait and see what they do. Really looking forward to seeing that, as I say. Well, I think that pretty much covers everything. Not really much more to say. Now, this is, unfortunately, unlucky podcast number 13, and I think it's quite apt that it's come out with all this doom and gloom going on. We'll have to see how things shape up for the rest of the year. Obviously, we've got Salute coming up, and hopefully the Bovington Tank Museum. Lots of really good stuff on the horizon. And, as I say, these various companies that have had trouble, hopefully some of them will rise from the ashes. Others, hopefully, maybe some will pick up bits of them and continue to let you enjoy them. But one thing I would say is sometimes we get attracted to the new shiny. And I think it's very important that, you know, just because a game company ceases to exist, if you've got the rules and you've got the figures, just keep playing. You know, just because it was good a year ago doesn't mean suddenly it's bad now. Now, obviously, if you've got a game and after 5 years you decide it's absolute rubbish and why are you bothering, well, get rid of it. And that is what I'm doing. I'm actually going through my game collection. I'm looking for board games and computer games and war games that I either just don't play, not interested in at all, or are taking up a load of space and I'm thinking, well, I like it, but I'm never going to get around to it. So I am having a little bit of clear out to try and find some space, also to get some money in, which means I can go off and buy all the new shiny stuff. So anyway, I hope your disaster zone is nice and small, and I will talk to you another time. I've got no real other things to talk about right now, so catch you on hopefully show 14. Take care. and happy gaming.